KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies here today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In area news, the Creston Police Department reports a person was arrested Sunday afternoon on a Union County warrant. 24-year-old Casey Welcher of Creston was arrested for violation of probation on an original charge of driving while barred. Welcher was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Creston police say they also received two recent reports of theft. On Friday, a resident of the 1500 block of North Lincoln Street reported that sometime that same day, someone cut a padlock on her storage shed at 505 North Elm and stole a set of Nexen Radian high-performance tires and 22-inch black painted Boss rims. The loss was estimated at $600. And Thursday evening, a resident of the 600 block of Wyoming Avenue in Creston told police that sometime between 9 p.m. September 6th and 5:15 p.m. on September 8th, someone stole two tires and two rims from a trailer at his residence. Loss there estimated at $200. In state news this morning, Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein rallied with about 150 people on the Iowa Capitol grounds Sunday afternoon.
We have more than two choices in this election. It's time for us to stand up and stand proud.
Stein asked the Iowans to go to New York to protest next week's presidential debate that will feature the two major party presidential candidates.
Think about joining us to stand up and put our bodies on the line in this election where we are deciding whether or not we will have a world to be here in the future.
Stein was the Green Party's presidential nominee in 2012. She and her running mate got arrested 4 years ago when they tried to enter the site of a debate between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. Stein's going to attempt the same thing next week, but she's aiming to get hundreds of supporters to join her in risking arrest.
So think about reserving the date, getting a bus, coming out, and making this the beginning of the day that we take back the promise of our democracy.
She joined pipeline protesters in North Dakota last week. Stein will return there at some point to face misdemeanor charges for spray painting construction equipment. Yesterday, Stein spoke for about 30 minutes to the crowd in Des Moines and did not directly mention the 15th anniversary of 9/11, but she did say the U.S. had planted the seeds of Al-Qaeda.
We created this great idea of international jihad in order to stop the Soviet Union in Afghanistan. So Osama bin Laden was one of the many people who actually got trained by us. It's all been downhill from there, you know. ISIS came from the chaos of Iraq and of Libya. So, you know, it's no secret. We got this stuff going. We have the power to shut it down with a peace offensive.
Yesterday's event was organized by Chris Larson of Ottumwa. He was one of Bernie Sanders' delegates at the Democratic National Convention. Larson told the crowd Sanders had sounded the wake-up call for the movement.
But to endorse Hillary Clinton, to actively campaign for Hillary Clinton, is not being a revolution.
That's right.
It's being revolting. But that we do have somebody carrying on that spirit, and that is in Dr. Jill Stein. And that's exactly the reason why I came to the Green Party.
Jessica Butler of Haywarden supported Sanders and was also an Iowa Democratic Party delegate at the national convention in July.
I'm leaving the Democratic Party, but I really think the Democratic Party left us. And I think that the Democratic Party is beyond repair.
And Lonnie Sorum of Boone was a delegate to the Iowa Democratic Party state conventions in 2004 and 2008, but she's a Stein supporter now.
Those who are unconscious, wake up before it's too late, because we're responsible for our children's future.
Nate Raw of Des Moines was a Sanders supporter in the 2016 Iowa caucuses. He attended Stein's rally Sunday, but strategically is worried about voting for a third-party candidate.
Just because I was a swing state, I don't know if I want to really kind of have a swing Republican.
Stein made a pointed pitch to the Sanders supporters in the crowd. She called Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump warmongers and corporate predators.
The lesser evil and the greater evil are in a race to the bottom.
Yeah. Stein has gotten about 3% support in a couple of recent polls in Iowa. Elsewhere, a former Marshalltown prosecutor has pleaded guilty to misdemeanor theft and trespassing charges following his arrest in late August for stealing underwear from a co-worker. Ben Stansbury entered the pleas Friday and will pay more than $200 in fines and court costs. Stansbury resigned from his job in the Marshall County Attorney's Office August 26th, days after a co-worker called police after finding a pair of her underwear in her driveway. Investigators say Stansbury was alone in the woman's house shortly before she found the underwear and determined he'd entered her bedroom without permission to take them. Stansbury also submitted a letter of resignation Friday from his position as a member of the Marshalltown Community School District Board. The school board is set to act on that request today. Iowa has moved about 800 sex offenders to the prison in Newton where they will now be housed. State officials decided to move the sex offender treatment program to the Newton prison because it's more secure than the Mount Pleasant Correctional Facility it was based at before. The Newton facility uses prison cells, while Mount Pleasant facility has a dormitory-style environment. Associate Warden Sean Crawford says having a secure facility with cells gives the program options. When an inmate has a behavioral problem or other incident, the staff can work with him at the Newton Prison without having to transfer him to a more secure facility. The Newton Prison has 1,264 inmates. About 800 of that total will be sex offenders. Authorities have been searching for a sport utility vehicle and driver involved in a fatal hit-and-run accident in South Central Davenport. Police say the accident occurred around 1:20 a.m. Sunday. The pedestrian was struck in the middle of a block on West 3rd Street. The SUV then left the scene. Police say the pedestrian was pronounced dead upon arrival at a hospital. A motorcycle accident Saturday morning in Polk County has claimed the life of a Clark County man. The State Patrol reports 20-year-old Vyacheslav Zhizenko of Osceola died at the scene of the crash. It took place around 7:30 a.m. Saturday. Officials say the 2016 Harley-Davidson motorcycle he was riding southbound on Highway 65 near Altoona went from the right lane across the traveled portion of the road and struck a guardrail. Zhizenko was ejected from the cycle and landed in the median. The cycle then bounced off the guardrail and traveled across the road to the west and came to rest near the west bridge wall. Authorities say a 71-year-old man has died after being hit by a sport utility vehicle in Cedar Rapids. Officers were called to the scene at around 7:15 p.m. Friday near the 1st Avenue Northeast and 22nd Street. Police say the man was trying to cross 1st Avenue when he was hit. An ambulance took the man to St. Luke's Hospital in Cedar Rapids, where he was pronounced dead. Authorities have not yet released the man's name. Authorities say the driver, a 26-year-old woman from Marion, was not hurt. No charges have been filed, but the crash remains under investigation. The pilot killed in the South Central Iowa plane crash has been identified as the owner of a West Des Moines construction company. 42-year-old Scott Wolfswinkle died when the plane he was piloting went down in northwestern Lucas County as he returned from a business meeting in Kansas City, Missouri. Wolfswinkle, who owned Wolf Construction and was the father of four, was alone in the aircraft. The Lucas County Sheriff's Office said the wreckage was found at around 5:30 p.m. last Wednesday after air traffic controllers reported losing radar contact with it. The FAA and National Transportation Safety Board are investigating. A Des Moines woman has been sentenced to 35 years in prison after pleading guilty last month to two vehicular homicide counts for causing a crash that killed two men. That was the maximum 54-year-old Deanna Gleim could have received when she was sentenced Friday. Gleim was arrested after the November 17th crash on Des Moines' east side that killed 63-year-old Richard Hummel and 59-year-old Randall Sonnenberg. Police determined Gleim was driving 73 miles an hour in an area with a 35-mile-per-hour speed limit when she crashed into a car driven by Hummel. Sonnenberg died at the scene. Hummel later died at a hospital. Gleim initially faced four vehicular homicide counts, with two related to drunken driving and two related to reckless driving. Finally in the news, Miss Arkansas, Savvy Shields, is the new Miss America. Shields topped a field of 52 candidates to win the crown and the title of Miss America 2017 last night in Atlantic City. She succeeds the outgoing Miss America Betty Cantrell. The pageant from Atlantic City's Boardwalk Hall included 50 contestants from all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. Miss Iowa, Kelly Cook from Waukee, made it to the final 15 selection, but failed to advance closer to the crown. The news was brought to you by The TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.